California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. John Mattson is a research biologist with USDA and is the site coordinator for the Aquatic Reed Research Facility on the UC Davis campus. One of the goals of the aquatic lab is to identify weed species that could be hindering irrigation water movement through canals or ditches near farms. John Mattson.
There are a number of species of aquatic plants that will infest irrigation ditches and other canals for water movement, and they will interfere with the passage of irrigation water. Some of the main species are hydrilla, which is a noxious weed for the state of California, and in the delta area, Agaria densa or Brazilian elodea is another one. That's a program that California Boating and Waterways is working on.
Mattson said once you know the species, then the right herbicide needs to be chosen to control the weeds.
Species identification is very important. Each species is susceptible to different herbicides, and then there are different water use restrictions on herbicides as well. So you have to pick the right herbicide not only for controlling the weed, but for the constraints of that habitat. Some herbicides you can't use too close to an irrigation water source or drinking water source, and others there are fewer restrictions.
And Mike Blankenship is with Blankenship and Associates, a Davis-based firm that specializes in work related to aquatic weed management.
Among the things that we provide are services to various irrigation districts and growers that help them understand their weeds, what are the ways to manage those weeds, and what are the ways that ultimately allow for that water to be delivered efficiently. So working with John and a variety of others in the irrigation community throughout California, we've come up with a variety of different plans to allow for the use of tools that include aquatic herbicides to help manage this water supply and have it delivered to growers efficiently.
Now this message. It's not too late to join Luke Fieldwalker October 19th to the 21st to get 17 hours of continuing education credit, fun exhibits, lightsaber training, and visit the Kapka Cantina at the Kapka Conference and Agra Expo. It's all in Anaheim. Walk-in registrations are welcomed. With a big campaign war chest heading up to Election Day, Governor Jerry Brown will start airing two television ads featuring Propositions 1 and 2, the $7.5 billion water bond and budget reserve measure. Both the ads feature Brown and are paid for by his re-election campaign. You're listening to California Ag Today.